Chris Landry here with a look at the Minnesota Vikings-Detroit Lions matchup, which is not as intriguing now as Detroit could or should be playing for the number two seed, but the bad officiating decision or miscue has put the Lions pretty much in a stable spot. But the Lions open up as a 4.5-point favorite in this game. It's been bet down to 3. The total is 44.5. It's been bet up to 45.5. There's an 80% chance on the computer model that the Lions win laying the 3 here. The Vikings are 7-9. They're 5-3 on the road. They're 7-6-3 against the spread. 5-0-3 on the road against the spread. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They're 5-3-2 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Lions are 11-5, 5-2 at home, 11-5 against the spread, 4-3 at home against the spread. 6-4 in their last 10, 6-4 against the spread in their last 10. The Vikings are plus 170 on the money line. The Lions are minus 200. As I mentioned, Detroit sitting here as a favorite. They could bump up to the number two seed with a win and losses by both the Cowboys and the Eagles. So there's still some hope, and I shouldn't say that they're completely landlocked because they're not. Dallas is in a position at Washington that they're unlikely to lose the game. Philly's got the Giants. You'd think they'd win, but that is still a little iffy. But should there be a collapse by Dallas? Should there be a collapse by Philadelphia? This game still has some meaning to Detroit, giving them any hopes. So they've got to play it. They would have to play it either way, even if they were trying to hold on to the number two seed. So they're going to play this, and they're going to play this with probably not resting a lot of guys. They've got a outside shot from Minnesota of still clinching a wild card spot, but would need a win and would need a lot of help. So this game is intriguing in that it does have some meaning for both teams, even though it's not a big-time playoff implication matchup. That was dealt a serious blow by the Vikings with a home loss to the Packers. Again, the Lions can get to the number two seed. The Lions are the better team here. No question about that. They're at home. They'll take care of business here, and they will likely cover. But the Lions team, they played very well recently, but they've got some vulnerabilities. So expect this to be close. I do like the Lions here laying the 4. Chris Landry here with a look at this Atlanta Falcons-New Orleans matchup in the Big Easy. That has both teams remaining in the hunt for the NFC South title, but that's going to require a Carolina Panther upset over Tampa for them to have any hope at all. The Saints open up as a 4-point favorite in this one. It's been bet down to 3. Total 41.5 is what it's opened. It's been bet up to 42.5. The Saints, as a 3-point favorite, are a 75% clip to win this matchup at home. The Falcons are 7-9, 2-5 on the road. They're 5-11 against the spread, 2-5 on the road against the spread, 4-6 in their last 10, 4-6 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Saints are 8-8, 4-3 at home, 5-10-1 against the spread, 2-5 at home against the spread, 5-5 in their last 10, 4-6 against the spread in their last 10. The Falcons are plus 165 on the money line and the Saints minus 195. As I mentioned, both of these teams still remain in the hunt for the NFC South title. Whoever wins this game would need the Bucs to fall in Week 18, albeit to a Panthers team to claim the division. Saints, as I mentioned, are the favorites, but the Superdome hasn't been the friendliest place for them. They're just 2-5 at home against the spread, as I mentioned. That's not really good. Equally bad is the Falcons on the road. Saints stuck around in the playoff race with an upset win at Tampa last week and now face a very inconsistent Falcons team. I don't like the hook. If it goes down to 3, I think if it stays at 3, I jump on it. The Saints need to win to help win the division. Saints could still get a wild card, but they've got to win this game. At home, I think this would be a tough game. I think this is a huge game for the coaching staff, certain players on the team, in eyes of management. I think losing this game at home with an outside shot might cause some serious problems. I think Dennis Allen's going to return, but I think a loss here, not showing up here, would really hurt their chances. Now, winning it, it's not going to get them in the playoffs, but at least it gives them something to hang their hat on. They finished strong beating Tampa and the Atlanta. That's kind of the way I see it in the matchup between two teams that are not very good. Saints are not very good at home, but the Falcons are not very good on the road. I'll take the Saints here. I think laying 3 makes some sense. 3.5, 4 gets a little bit more difficult to swallow. Chris Landry here with a look at Jacksonville at Tennessee, a game for the AFC South for the Jags. Win, and they win the division. The Titans open up as a 3.5-point underdog. It's been bet up to 5.5. The computer model has the Jags winning this, laying 5.5 at a 66% clip. The total is 40. It's what it opened up. It's been bet down to 39.5. The Jags are 9-7. 4-2 on the road. 9-7 against the spread. 4-2 on the road against the spread. 5-5 in their last 10. 5-5 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Titans are 5-11. 4-3 at home. They're 6-9-1 against the spread. 4-2-1 at home against the spread. 3-7 in their last 10. 3-6-1 against the spread in their last 10. The money line has the Jags at minus 190 and the Titans at plus 160. As I mentioned, the Jags need to win this to secure an AFC South title or face the possibility that the Colts or the Texans could leapfrog them in the standings. With that in mind, Tennessee's been one of the better home teams to bet this season. It's, as I mentioned, 4-2-1 against the spread at Nissan. For the Jags, they're 4-2 against the spread on the road, including a 3-1 against the spread as a road favorite. So when and the Jags win that division, they've been in control all year. Losing, you need help to get in, as they would lose the division championship. This Titans season has been long over. Can't even play spoiler. The Jags got a much-needed win with the backup of C.J. Beathard. Should take care of business here to advance in the postseason. The loss last week, would have been a challenge. I think the Jags take care of business. Too much on the line. I think they get it done. I like them, and I'd lay the 3.5 in this matchup. Chris Landry here with a look at the New York Jets and New England Patriots matchup. That is another one of those matchups that really do not have a lot going for it in terms of anything at stake. But the Patriots, in what could be Bill Belichick's last game, open up as 1.5-point favorite. It's been bet to -2.5 in favor of the Patriots. And I think people feel maybe the fact that the Patriots are at home, it could be Belichick's last game, at a 2.5-point favorite, a 70 percentile chance that the Patriots win this game over the hapless Jets. The Jets are 6-10. They're 2-5 on the road. They're 5-10-1 against the spread. They're 1-5-1 on the road against the spread. They're 3-7 in their last 10, and they're 1-8-1 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Patriots are 4-12. They're 1-6 at home. They're 6-10 against the spread. 2-5 at home against the spread. 3-7 in their last 10. 5-5 against the spread in their last 10 games. The total's 34. Been bet down to 30.5, though. So the money line has the Jets at plus 110 and the Patriots at minus 130. Both of these teams, as I mentioned, are eliminated from playoff contention. So they'll be playing for pride in what could be Belichick's final game. The Patriots, again, are that slight favorite. They're just 1-5. Again, I'm going to reiterate, 1-5-1 against the spread at Gillette this season, while the Jets are 1-5-1 against the spread on the road. Something's got to give here. If this game were 25.5, I'd probably give the under. These are two inept offenses. The under was one of my favorite plays of the season when these two teams met in September, ending in a 15-10 game. Now it's meaningless. Both offenses are among the worst in football. Folks, you can play the Patriots if you want and lay the points, but if you don't play the under here, you're missing something. I think the Patriots are going to play hard. I think the defenses will play well. I think the Patriots will play with a lot of pride. I think the Patriots will probably win the game. I'm fairly certain that it's going to be under here with the number. That's why it's going quickly from 34 to 30.5. I would still bet the under at 30.5. If you can get a book to give you more than that, so much the better. It's how I see this one, Patriots, Jets.